Hello, and once again, welcome to this our series on the devotions for the Holy Spirit. In today's lesson, I want to just look at the Holy Spirit who sanctified us. The scriptures make it very clear that the Holy Spirit made us holy. When we came into Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit not only gave us birth, but He made us holy. He made us to be acceptable. He took the beautiful sacrifice that Jesus had made on our behalf and He applied it to our life. And because the sacrifice Jesus made was not a temporary one, it was an eternal sacrifice. And because it wasn't just a flawed sacrifice, it was a perfect sacrifice. And because it was wholly acceptable to God, Jesus made an eternal, perfect, wholly acceptable sacrifice to God when He gave up His own life. So that when God accepted that, He said that anybody who comes to Me through that sacrifice will be celebrated. So I just want to say congratulations. If you've believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God gave you birth and He took the work of Jesus Christ and He applied it to your life. You were washed in the precious blood of the Lamb. You were completely made new. All your sin was taken away and completely washed away from you. In expiation is the theological word. It was washed from your life and you bear it no more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. You were washed clean and made holy in God's sight. That's why Ephesians says He predestined us to be holy and blameless in His sight. And that's exactly who you are if you've come into Christ. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 13 talks about God chose you to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit. That is the work that the Holy Spirit does to make you holy, the application of the finished work of Jesus to your personal life. 1 Peter 1 verse 2, Peter does the same thing and he talks about you were brought near through the sanctifying work of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit has made you holy. You have been brought into this nearness and intimacy with Jesus and with the Father because the Holy Spirit applied that perfect work to your life. Now, once that beauty has been made whole, the scripture says to you, now be holy, just as your Father is holy. Walk in such a manner. Learn the processes. Learn to shun what belonged to your old self. Learn to embrace what belongs to your new self. But never let the enemy redefine you as a low down, dirty sinner, because you are now a beloved and holy saint. And so in 2 Corinthians 3, Paul picks up this refrain and he says, and we who all with unveiled faces reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into His likeness with ever-increasing glory which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is helping us to be in this process of being transformed into the likeness of Jesus with an increasing glory on our lives. All of this, Paul says, comes from the Lord, the Holy Spirit of God. He is the one who's going to guide you in this transformation process. You were made holy by the sacrifice of the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And when the Holy Spirit applied that finished work to your life, you stand holy and blameless in His sight. But He also wants to walk with you as you learn how to become more Christ-like, as you learn how to both increase into the likeness of Jesus and to increase in the glory that comes because of that reality. The Holy Spirit is the one who loves to teach us how to walk in such a way that we please God. And so today what I'm going to encourage you to do is to turn your heart to the Holy Spirit and say, Lord, could You teach me? Would You stir in my heart the yearnings and the desires for holiness, for righteousness? Would You cause in me a love for doing what is right? Because the Bible says Jesus loved righteousness and hated iniquity, and that's why God anointed Him with the oil of joy. Likewise in our life, let the Holy Spirit stir in you a love for doing the right thing, a love for walking in the holy ways, a love for nobility of character. And help Him stir in you a hatred of evil and a turning away from that. So I'm going to ask you to join me in prayers today. That's what we're going to focus on, that the Holy Spirit would lead us in this process. Join with me. Lord, Holy Spirit, today I'm asking that you would do something in my heart and in my life, that you would turn me, Lord, towards the things that move you. Would you stir my heart towards righteousness? Would you create in me a hunger to do what is holy and godly and right? Would you pour out grace in my heart, Lord, which teaches me to say no to ungodliness, but to live a self-controlled, upright, and godly life in this current age? Holy Spirit, I lean on you. I put my trust in you. You, Lord, empower me to walk well. And so today, Lord, we make that our prayer. Empower us, Lord. Transform us into the likeness of Jesus and teach us how we can grow in the glory of God, which will take us completely free of everything in this world. We appreciate you, Lord, and look forward to your help throughout this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.